You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Not every crop could compel farmers to pay $50 to spend a chilly weekday in a drab conference room in Wichita Falls, but hemp is not every crop. The 2018 Farm Bill cleared the way for farmers in Texas to finally grow the non-psychoactive cousin of marijuana after it was illegal for decades. We're still several months away from seeds legally going into the ground, but that hasn't stopped people like Chris Patillo from jumping aboard the hemp hype train.
All of our farmers are already hurting. We have an opportunity here to have a crop that can actually embetterment their fields, embetterment their soil, embetterment their livelihoods.
Patillo is one of the over 300 people who attended the Wichita Falls Conference. He's the co-owner of the Wichita Falls, Texas Hemp Company, WFTHC. Get it? When we met, he was wearing a hat that said, "Make America Hemp Again."
45,000 different agricultural products that can be made out of it. We start to work on your pain, but with the CBD properties that everyone is now coming online and becoming familiar with. And then we're talking about a food source that has 427 nutrients, omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids. So now I'm fixing your health, I'm fixing your pocket, and I'm fixing your food. You're going to have to come up with new things to complain about.
Patillo's enthusiasm may be more breathless than most, but the sentiment is common. As CBD products have become ubiquitous, the value of hemp has skyrocketed. In states where it's been legal to grow for years, some farmers report profiting thousands of dollars per acre. Compare that to making around $100 per acre on a good cotton crop.
And this is one farmer's opinion in red.
Which is why there was barely a seat available inside the Wichita Falls conference room. The agenda included insight from agronomists like Calvin Trossel of Texas A&M. This is audio from his presentation. Most of the slides are what you might imagine. Data about seed prices, potential diseases, growing seasons. But then, he gets to one that doesn't seem to fit. A slide with three photos of emus. You know, the big Australian birds. Now the question, why are emus being discussed at a hemp conference, is a valid one. But there is a good reason.
I think the hype is very similar.
That's also Trossel. In the 80s and 90s, emus were touted as an agricultural game changer in Texas, and they weren't a cheap investment.
Sometimes $20,000 for a breeding pair.
But the belief was that emu was going to be in freezers across America, right next to the ground beef. You could use their oil as a moisturizer or an anti-inflammatory. You could use their enormous blue eggs to make massive omelets. That was the pitch, at least. In the end, the market never really materialized.
So the birds became worthless, and the people that made money were the ones selling birds.
Meaning farmers lost money. Trossel's hope is that hemp doesn't become the next emu. There's a lot of promise right now, but also a lot of questions.
So what I'm telling my producers in my area is don't invest more than you're willing to lose.
That's Justin Benavides, an assistant professor and economist with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. There's not a lot of technical expertise here, and harvesting requires special equipment that's hard to find in Texas. It's also one thing to grow hemp, but then it has to be processed so that the fiber or CBD oil is usable. The problem right now is that there are no hemp processing facilities in Texas. There are rumors, preliminary plans for some, but according to Trossel,
we just don't know how many of these will actually come to fruition. I mean, a lot of it's talk. And when it really comes down to spending the money and saying, okay, do we really believe that we've got an opportunity here? That's where I think some of the talk's going to hit reality.
It's also not cheap or easy to grow. There are no approved pesticides or herbicides for hemp yet, so weed pulling has to be done by hand. And those huge profit margins? Increased supply is already cutting into them. Again, here's Justin Benavides, the agricultural economist.
When you have a massive run-up in supply and a stable processing capacity, then you see a decrease in price for a product. So that's a natural supply and demand force that we expect to see, and that's one of the concerns.
Experts like Trossel and Benavides are trying to make as many potential growers aware of these risks as possible. But even if farmers are fully mindful of them, some are still determined to give hemp a shot. That includes Houston Shores, a melon and vegetable farmer from Sunset, Texas, about 60 miles northwest of Fort Worth. Melon farming is not getting any easier. Shores says he's the last one doing it in his area. So hemp could give his operation a welcome boost. When I asked him about how serious he was about growing hemp, he said,
"Scale 1 to 10, a 10.
Shores insists he's going into this with eyes wide open. His first crop will be a small batch of test plants in his greenhouse, about 1 acre total. So he's starting small, not betting the farm. Still, he feels like he can't not try, given the profit potential.
I'm the biggest optimist there is. I mean, you have to get out there and you have to try new things, but just don't try it on a large scale where you go bankrupt.
Besides, it's unclear whether farmers will even have the opportunity to grow hemp this coming spring. If the state of Texas doesn't move quickly on its hemp rules, farmers won't have time to plant a crop for 2020. That means the questions about hemp in Texas may not be answered until 2021. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.